they just talk to each other, I guess. What about the noise that a horse makes?
He snorts.
He snorts? Did you ever hear the term whinny?
Yeah, whinny. Yeah, horses whinny. But I don't know what cows do.
Do you ever hear the term moo?
Yeah, they moo. Yeah.
What about low? Did you ever use that or do you use moo?
Moo. Cows is mooing. We always say the cows are mooing. That's when they wanted to be milked. They'd come up and moo and moo. they wanted to be milked because, see, they were, the bags were full and they were uncomfortable. So they would moo to tell you they wanted to be milked.
If you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth, a bunch of different types of animals, now when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed them.
Okay. Did you have a name for collective name for all the animals? Like,
we'd say slop the hogs. Mm-hmm. And feed the chickens, and feed the horses and cows. But now the hogs, we didn't say feed the hogs, we said slop the hogs.
Did you ever use the term critter, or any critter, livestock, anything?
We'd say livestock, but not critter.
Okay, if you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, in other words, the birds, do you have a name for all of them? You're going out to feed the...
Yeah, well... we didn't call them fowls. We usually said just go to feed the chickens, and that included all the fowls.
I see. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
Setting hen. Did you ever hear the word, the term brooder or hatching hen? Or?
Oh, yeah, but that is, that's a much moderner term than setting hen.
What do you call the place where the chickens live?
The chicken house.
Okay.
A chicken coop. Now, there was chicken coops and chicken houses. Oh, we had a big chicken house where they roost, you know. It had a lot of things across, and they sat on that at night to sleep, and they laid their eggs in that. We had nests all around the walls. Mm-hmm. But then we had a chicken coop, which was thing slanted up like this with slats all across it, and we would put the mother hen and the baby hens in the chicken coop after the babies were hatched, and then the babies could go in and out. And then if we wanted to put a chicken in the chicken coop to fatten it up, to kill it or anything, for various reasons they were put in the chicken coop, but there was hen houses and chicken coops.
When you'd eat a chicken, you get a bone out, and kids like to play with it.
We called it the pulley bone.
Pulley bone?
Because we would pull it, see, it is the wishbone, you know, it's like mm-hmm. that, and we would pull it, and the one that got the shortest end would get married first.
Is that right? What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
That you eat?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. The heart and the liver and the gizzard and mm-hmm. and some people eat the heart. And that would be all the internal organs that you would eat.
You'd say, what would you call the inside part of the pig or calf that you eat? Collectively, like the heart, and you wouldn't eat the heart, but the innards parts that you eat. What do you call that?
Well, I know the parts that you eat the liver, and some people ate the lights. Now, the lights were much lighter color than the liver. I don't know what that was, but they ate the liver and the lights.